Introductions are important. A good first impression can do a lot for you. A bad first impression can hurt you. In literature, a good introduction can pull you into a book, while a bad beginning may make you want to put it down. Introductions set our expectations. They give us a foretaste of the rest of the story to come. They prepare us for the story that we are about to hear. And in the Gospel according to Mark, Mark does not begin with a virgin birth or stories about wise men or shepherds or angels, but rather begins with John the Baptizer in the wilderness, performing baptisms of repentance. But before Mark even gets to telling us about John, Mark begins with a key sentence: the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. A sentence that not only prepares us to hear something good, but if we hear it in its ancient context, when somebody said good news, it usually meant a victory on the battlefield, an announcement that somebody has been successful, they've conquered their enemy. So when we hear this passage, I want you to hear just a little bit of like this. This is the beginning of the victory of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so our gospel lesson continues with the arrival of John the Baptizer, foretelling the coming of Christ, calling them to prepare the way, because the one who is coming will be powerful. More powerful than John, more powerful than you, more powerful than me. One that will baptize with the Holy Spirit. A claim that prepares us to hear about a coming hero. A hero who will be powerful and have authority. A hero that is needed in this world. And while there are many things that we find that we can defeat in this world, we can remove some diseases. We see that with polio. We can end some warfare. We can even eat healthier, take care of ourselves, work really hard to see life prosper and peace abound. But unfortunately, there are just some things in this world we cannot defeat. No matter how hard some people fight, there are diseases that cannot be overcome. We see that in the example of cancer or even depression, where tragedy strikes even as people fight hard against it. People struggle against oppression, abuse, struggle to overcome poverty or malnutrition. All things that exist in our broken world, all things that we can work on, but we struggle to defeat. And the biggest reality of this is that we will all experience death. We will all experience the death of a loved one, and eventually our own death. And every death is a tragedy, even when we expect it. They give us grief and sorrow, a feeling of loss. But it's because God cares that we have hope. God sends a hero to save us from the things that we cannot stop, from the things that destroy us. And so it should be no surprise to us who God sends, because every Bible story tells the story of one hero who constantly comes to his people. And that hero is God, a story we hear over and over again in that Old Testament. Who freed the Israelites from Egypt? Who defeated the giant Goliath? Who protected Shadrach, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, There's a rhythm that you have to get into with that one. In the burning furnace, who was with them? Who tore down the walls of Jericho? Who gave Samson the strength to tear down the temple? Who made manna come down from heaven? God did. God may work through people, but it was not Moses or Aaron or Elijah or any of the prophets who did the work. It was the work of the Lord that saved those people. God is the one who rescues in these stories. But not only rescues, but provides. God gives both to the wicked and to the righteous, but at the same time helps give hope to the oppressed, the sick, the grieving, that life can be restored, providing us with the hope that we will be saved from the powers in the world that we cannot defeat. God is our salvation, and God comes close to us. Realities we see in both of the names of Christ. When we hear Christ called Emmanuel, that means God is with us. When we hear Christ called Jesus, Jesus means the Lord is salvation. So hear them both. God is with us. God is salvation. Jesus, Emmanuel, the Messiah, the chosen. In Christ, we see this hope. We have someone who is powerful enough to free us from sin while being with us. But what does it mean to prepare the way for the Lord? Make his way straight. We get this example in the form of John the Baptizer. It means to witness to that hope, that peace that we have in Christ. A hope that is held on to during times of joy and times of sorrow. As we all know, the holidays can be moments of great joy. Moments where we celebrate gathering with friends and family, consume meals, listen to our favorite songs, watch loved ones open presents that were maybe wrapped today, celebrate new life, while at other times, holidays can be times of sorrow. Times that remind us of the loss we have experienced. Times that make us feel lonely. They become kind of a burden. Yet, for both of us, even as we're in joy and in sorrow, we have that hope. A hope that during times of joy causes us to give thanks for the blessings that we do have. But more importantly, I think it's really helpful in times of sorrow. Christ gives us a hope that if anyone can fix it, we believe that person is God. But it's not even that hope that if anybody can fix it. It gives us the hope that God cares enough to do it. That God, who is powerful enough to make something out of nothing, cares enough about us, cares enough about humanity, that God comes to be with us, but also comes not just to sit with us, but comes to save us. A God whose good news, that victory, is actually a new introduction for our own stories. The victory of God over sin and death is ultimately a victory for all of us. And that is what makes Mark cry out, this is the beginning of the good news of Christ. A beginning that is actually our beginning. A victory that we share in because God loves us. And that love is what drives God to save us. And that is a true gift. Amen. Amen.